how this is going to turn out, but it's been on my heart all week. Brother Silas, I want you to turn, amen, directly. I want you to get 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verses 9, 10, and 11. Amen. Well, hallelujah. Amen. We're going to read several verses of Scripture in different places tonight. And we want to start out in Galatians chapter 4. And then we'll find some other places to read here. And who can tell what the Lord will do here in this service tonight? Amen. Then we want to go to Colossians chapter 1. So in Galatians chapter 4, verses that are familiar to you Bible readers, and I just feel we sang about being redeemed a while ago. Isn't that great? How many of y'all are redeemed? You know you're redeemed. Praise God. Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. If you have it, say amen. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. To redeem, that means to pay the full payment for all men who were slaves to sin and Satan and held under the death penalty of the law, amen, that they had broken. To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Amen. You believe that, say amen. Galatians, praise God. I've always liked this verse of Scripture that I'm going to read to you especially. Amen. That 14th verse here in this chapter, it's always been precious to me, and I've learned and put it in my memory. But amen. Verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. I like this verse 14, in whom we have redemption. In whom we have what? Come on, talk to me here. In whom we have what? Redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Praise God. Now, amen. The Lord help us. I got some more verses here in Revelation. Amen. Revelation. If you'll turn over there. Amen. What a book. Revelation chapter 12. And boy, oh boy, oh boy. Verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. Listen to this. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They loved not their lives unto the death. Amen. The accuser of our brethren is cast down. Amen. Which accused them before our God day and night. Amen. If you will, turn over to chapter 20, verse 11. Amen. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. The dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. Death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. If you would, let's go back to chapter 12. Amen. I want to especially dwell on this one little simple thought. The accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Amen. You may be seated. Do you all understand that the accuser of our brethren is the devil? Satan. Lucifer. Amen. Call him any name you want, but he's all the same character. And the accuser is cast down. And all courts of heaven are closed to this rascal. Amen. The persecutor of saints is cast out of heaven once and forever. And saints will no longer be accused by him. And he talks to us in verse 12 about rejoice. For Satan has access to heaven no more. Amen. The accuser of our brethren. Now, I want to take an unusual thought. Amen. Brother Seal, if you want to take this, I want to talk to y'all tonight for the next 3.5 hours, more or less. Amen. I want to talk to you about being expunged. Expunged. Do you know what that word means? Probably most of us do. Some don't, maybe. The word expunge means to mark for deletion, to obliterate, to erase, to destroy, to eliminate completely. Amen. I read to you several different passages of Scripture tonight, but if the Lord will help me for a little while, I want to talk to you from these verses that I've read to you. Amen. I'm glad that I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Some years ago now, we got a letter. I believe it was a letter or a phone call. My wife will probably remember. I think it was a letter. And this person that was far from here was requesting that we would write a letter. You see, they had just got out of prison for a lengthy period of time. And they asked if we would write a letter and get their records expunged. That means they could get a better job, which I understand. Help me here. Are y'all listening to me? To expunge their record means if they went, somebody went to the courthouse to look up their record of where they were and what they did and what was against them, if it is expunged, it is no longer a record. There's no record there. Hallelujah. You listen to me? Amen. Now I want to tell you, all of us were sinners. Hello. All of us were sinners. Amen. But I've been redeemed. Praise God. Now I want to tell you, the devil don't like y'all. I don't care how good you are, what your mom and daddy's name was. The devil don't like you. He is an accuser of the brethren. And he comes, amen, and attacks your mind sometime, telling you you're not worthy. Amen. Or you're not saved. Or look at your past. Look where you were. Amen. Look at what your record is. Amen. And our minds, come on here, our minds can go back and we can remember things that you were involved in before you ever got saved. Amen. The devil wants to accuse you and remind you that you were lost. You was a devil on wheels. If you'll pardon that expression. Amen. Ah, amen. And he is still, come on here. He is an accuser of the brethren even now. Amen. I see that rascal, the devil. He plays upon the emotions of people. He plays upon the feelings of people. He plays upon their mind. He plays mind games with them. Come on here. Amen. Hallelujah. And I don't know about y'all, but I just got an imagination. If y'all let me use my imagination, run wild tonight. Amen. He was an accuser of the brethren before God. Amen. That's what the Bible said. Amen. He was in the presence of Almighty God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. When the Lord said to Satan, "Whence cometh thou?" And he said, "From running to and fro in the earth." And God said, "Have you considered my servant Job? That there's none like him in all the world." Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, he is an accuser before God, amen, about your life and your past. Help me here. Amen. But when I look at these verses of scripture and I saw, amen, in Revelation chapter 20 that the books were opened. Amen. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. Amen. The books were opened that every man's going to be judged out of those books. Amen. And the devil's before God saying, "Hey, what about Dickie Webb?" Amen. Amen. And an angel says, "Well, let's check the record." Hallelujah. Amen. And that angel goes back and checks the record of Dickie Webb when he was on earth. Amen. He knows what he was. He knows who he was. He knows what he wasn't. Amen. But I want to tell you, when that angel flipped the books open, amen, said, "There ain't nothing here." Praise God. Nothing here. Praise God. Oh, amen. But I know what he was, the devil said. But, amen, the record is clean. The record is white. The record is pure. The record is holy. Praise God. There's none like it. I want to tell you, some of y'all wasn't worth saving. Amen. But God, in his divine mercy, reached down in that gutter hole and pulled you up out of the horrible pit and saved you by his mercy and grace. Amen. And the devil says, "I know what they were. Oh, yes. I know where they've been. I know how they talked. I know how they drink liquor." Amen. And the angel said, "Well, let's go back and check the record." Praise God. Some pages over, and amen. And the angel said, "There ain't nothing there. It's been expunged. It's been deleted. It's been wiped out." Praise God. Amen. Brother Silas, you got that verse of, amen, out of 1 Corinthians. Amen. Read it for us. Amen. The who? The unrighteous But, no, B. I'm sorry. Yeah, start over. Right? Now hold it right there. Praise God. I want you to just stand right there. Amen. Amen. He said, I want y'all to understand these unrighteous people. And the devil stand before God and say, I remember when they stole that candy bar, amen, from Safeway store when they was a kid. Well, let's go check the record. Praise God. Hello here. Amen. Amen. And the angel flips the books open and he said, amen. When was that, devil? Amen. Well, it was on a certain day when, amen, they was 13 years old. They stole a candy bar. It ain't in the book. It's not on the record. Praise God. Nor thieves. Amen. You might used to be, but you are no longer. Praise God. Amen. I want to tell you, drunk? Whoo. I know a lot of folks that drink alcohol like it's the water, fish drinks water. Amen. Just juggle it down. Amen. And the devil said, I know. Amen. Come on here. In 19, amen, 99. Amen. At a bar. Amen. Down in Culpeper, Virginia. Or Warrenton, Virginia. Amen. Or Manassas, Virginia. I know they were there because I took them there. Amen. Well, let's check the record. Praise God. Amen. What, when was it? Yeah, amen. 1999. Amen. Oh, there's nothing on the record. How come? Because, amen, we have been cleansed. Praise God. And he said in that next verse, and such, yes. Yes. Hold it right there. Amen. But ye are washed. Thank God we are washed in the blood of Jesus. Amen. We are sanctified, holy. Amen. But ye are justified. I like that word justified. That word justified, amen, in the original Greek means to declare righteous, not guilty. Expunged. Praise God. It's no longer on the record. Amen. You might have been, come on here, a woman of ill repute in your past days in your life. Amen. But I want to tell you, the devil had his hand on your life. Amen. To do wicked things. But somehow or another, praise God, you got saved. Amen. And you got justified. That means you're no longer guilty. Praise God. It's been expunged from the records of eternity. Hello, you can't go back and do your past life. I can tell you that right now. Amen. You can't do anything over. Amen. But you can live for God from now on. Amen. One is justified the moment he repents and is forgiven. Amen. Justified means declared righteous. You are not guilty. Let's check the record, angel. Oh, yeah, but you don't know. Amen, angel. Amen. You've been up here in heaven. Amen. And you don't know what I know. Amen. I made them do terrible things and awful things. Amen. In the years gone by, 1990 or 2006. Amen. But I want to tell you, amen, let's check the record. Amen. Such were some of you. I looked at that verse. Amen. It did not name any of the saints there. It didn't come on here. Amen. The devil knows who they were. Y'all still with me? Amen. I heard a song on the radio the other day. I don't know who was singing it, and it stuck my heart. Amen. And the man was talking to his son that had lived a horrible life. Amen. And And he told his son, said, every saint has a past, but every sinner has a future. I want to tell you, glory to God, my record has been expunged. Amen. Dennis Powers, your record has been expunged. Amen. You are no longer the guy you used to be. God's cleared it. Amen. You are not guilty. Hallelujah. I said you are not guilty. Hey, amen. Come on, somebody say amen. Oh, Richard, amen. Your life is a, amen, maybe, I don't know, maybe make a black mark on a piece of tar paper. Amen. But when the devil accuses you, and he is an accuser of the brethren, look what you were. Look what you did. Amen. Let's check the record. Pulls the books open and looks and says, there's no record, amen, where they did anything. Amen. How come? It's been expunged. It's been washed away. Amen. You're justified. You're cleansed. You're washed. You're sanctified by the blood of the Lamb. Aren't you glad you are? Such were some of you, but you're washed, but you're sanctified. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. It's been expunged. Somebody said God cast his sins in the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered against anymore. And then he put up a no fishing sign. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can't go back and check the record of what you did before you really made a consecration to God. It's all been expunged. Not guilty. Not guilty. Hello here. Not guilty. Amen. Come on, Brother Dickie. Marcia, somebody come. Amen. I'm about done here. Amen. And y'all are sure glad I am. But I've been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. And my sins are no longer a part of my life. Amen. I am made a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness. Aren't you glad that he knows how to forgive? And not only does he know how to forgive, he knows how to forget. Amen. Amen. There's some of you folks, amen, when somebody in particular's name is mentioned, oh boy, I mean, your mind goes triggering backwards. And you remember, amen, and you really don't care much for them because of what they did. Amen. But you need to check the record now. Amen. It's been expunged. It's been washed away. It's been cleansed. It's been purified. Praise God, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Amen. We have trouble. Come on here. We have trouble forgetting and remembering, but God can forget. Amen. Because the record has been expunged. Everybody stand. Don't mean much to some folks, but I tell you, I'm just glad the record is clean. I said, I'm just glad the record is clean. I've been washed. I've been sanctified. I've been purified. I've been justified. Amen. Not guilty. Devil, you can accuse me all you want to. It don't matter. Amen. But God keeps the record. And his record, come on here, his record is not guilty. Hello? I said his record is not guilty. Amen. Aren't you glad for that wonderful mercies of God? Come on, let's pray. Amen. Hallelujah.